Zone Podcast, Episode 5. This episode's pretty special. I will be re-airing my interview with Gedalia from Ancient Plague. So if you missed it on the live show, you're going to get to hear it right here. So let's not delay. I'm going to start it right now, right here on Warzone Podcast. Alright, we're here with Gedalia from the band Ancient Plague. How you doing today?
I'm good, yeah, man. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. You want to give a little history of Ancient Plague, how it was formed?
Okay, well, I started doing it by myself. When I was doing Holy Night, I worked really closely with a guy called Azazel, and he is in bands like, not anymore, but in Suspiria Profundis, Absom, and other bands like that. I mean, he has a lot of projects, and he really influenced me to do my own music, really. I've been in a few bands before as vocalist, but I wanted to do everything by myself. And
right.
His other bands, like Funeral, Silence, Absom, they're just more ambient in that sort of genre. So I thought, you know, if he can do it, then so can I. So I made Ancient Plague, and I did a six song demo, I think it's.
Yeah.
I think it's six. But I did that. It was just, isn't obviously just an ambient piece of rubbish, really. To me, I don't like it, to be honest, anymore. Can't compare it to the new band. But that's how it started, really. Just me wanting to do something by myself, because just wanting to do it, really, I think that's it.
Alright, cool. Do you consider Ancient Plague a Christian band, or is it, you know, it's more like a band of some Christians making music? You know, there's some people like to differentiate the two.
Yeah. At the beginning, it was. I mean, if you look at our, if you look at the first demo, it is, I know it doesn't have any lyrics or anything, but a lot of the lyrics in there are, you know, Bible scriptures and things like that. So at the beginning it was, and then when Alexis joined, then it still was. But then when I had to, I mean, obviously I wanted some clean vocalists, and you know, Sakura messaged me, and obviously she's not a Christian, so it did kind of change the vibe a bit. But like Archaic Kingdoms, I never meant it to be a fully Christian album. It's just an album that
was made. There's a lot of Christian lyrics, though, I noticed.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, so a few of the songs are, but then a few of them aren't. Like Ragnarok, that is a theme. All the lyrics there are from a Celtic poem, like a pagan poem.
Yeah.
But what they were talking about is the end of days. So, you know, I just thought, you know, I love a lot of things like that, so I just added into it. So I think at the moment it's Christians playing music.
Okay. You want to describe your sound a little bit for us? Like, kind of your genre?
Yeah. Well, obviously the first demo was ambient. Archaic Kingdoms. We wanted to go for more symphonic, but because we haven't got any guitars on that song, on the album, you can't call it any kind of metal.
Right.
I think that's the goal. I mean, I consider it metal, but the elitists don't because it hasn't got guitars on.
Right.
But I think you could call it. I don't even know.
Good old elitist.
I mean, now that we've got Elias, we're going for symphonic black metal.
Right.
Because we've got guitars now, we can actually make that sound. So, I don't know. At the moment, with Elias, for symphonic black metal, I think that's the closest you could call it.
Yeah. So, you just released a brand new album off of Solon Records, which you can pick up at DivineMetalDistro.com. It's called Archaic Kingdoms. You want to give us a little information on that?
Yeah, me and Alexis, when we started writing that, it was just us two.
Right.
And the first song we did was together was Lord Help Us Let's Fire. That's the first one we did. And we put it on our MySpace and we got some good comments from it. And, because obviously it was a lot different to what I was making before. And it just sort of melded from there. I mean, Alexis is such an amazing keys player. He just bangs out music.
Yeah.
He'll just go, oh, I've got a new song for you, man. And he'll just send it me. And I'll be listening to it thinking, wow, you did that in a week. And he's just made this great, orchestral piece.
Right.
I'm just thinking, oof. So I made that song. I mean, at the end, when we did sign with Sullen, it was, we had to rush. I mean,
yeah.
I know that not many people will admit, like to admit when their music's rushed, but it was at the end. We did rush it a bit. So, I mean, a lot of the songs on there that weren't, I can tell the rushed ones. Because we just have to do it quickly. I mean, we had to finish it by, I think it was the 13th of January, and that was when because we wanted it out by February.
Yeah.
So it was, in a way it was rushed, but in a way it wasn't. So, basically the theme behind it is the same as the name, archaic, just mean ancient and old in kingdoms. It was just an idea I had that I wanted to do. An album based on loads of different, old ancient cultures, really. I mean, a few of them like Gospel in the Dark, that's, about more of a medieval sort of feel. And then 1348, which is, it's about the plagues in the 12th century. No, sorry, 13th century. No, 14th century. So 14th century.
Yeah.
Like Ragnarok. That's, basically more of a Celtic song. It's just, just different things, really. And it had a theme. That's just its theme, I guess. Just old cultures.
Yeah. You mentioned Alexis, his key. I remember I was in the Blabberboard chat one day, and he popped in and was like, guys, I recorded a little bit of a song. Do you guys want to hear it? I was like, all right. I mean, a lot of people do that in the Blabberboard chat. They're like, okay, that's kind of cool. Keep working on it.
He
told me that. I was just completely blown away. I was like, you need to release this. Get with the band.
Yeah.
And which he did. He got with the Ancient Plague.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, exactly that thread that you're talking about is reason why. I mean, as soon as he placed it up, I listened to it. And I've never had any sort of talk. I never talked to him before. Then I didn't really notice him really. But then when I heard that song, I was like, "Oh my god, he's making the music I want to be making."
Yeah.
So I just messaged him straight away. I just said, "Dude, I'm in this. I'll start this band, Ancient Plague, but it's going nowhere because I can't play keys at all. I'm a vocalist and a drummer. And that's it. I can't do anything else." And I said, "Do you want to join?" And he was like, "Yeah, sure." And that's it, really. It sort of went from there.
That's cool.
So, he's done everything. He, on Archaic Kingdoms, he wrote all those songs himself.
Alright, we're going to play a song from your album now. It's called Of Nothingness and the Void. You want to tell us a little bit about that song, what it's about?
Yeah, well, obviously, this is, no one's ever heard. If you haven't got the album, then you won't have heard this because we never released it. We've only released three from that album. So, you know, this is obviously a new one. And originally, it was supposed, well, when Alexis wrote that, his keys part, he just obviously sent it over to me. And I didn't want to put any drums to it because it was just so beautiful by itself. It's just one of those songs that it just makes you, like, just sort of float away. And for me, it was, I really wanted to make it a personal thing. So I wrote my own lyrics to that song, for what he wrote, yeah. Alexis. And in the end, it was a bit too personal. And I obviously just screamed for the entire song. And it, for me, it just didn't work. Then when we got Sakura on board, I mean, this was like a month later, because I just left that song and just worked on the other ones. And when she, I sent it to her and just said, you know, see what you can come up with, because what I'm doing just doesn't work for it. So she wrote her own lyrics to that, and she just sent me over her version, and it was just amazing. The keys and her vocals by themselves were just beautiful. So that's how that one sort of came about, really. So I just left it the way it was, didn't want to touch it.
Yeah.
And that's it, really. Thank you.
Alright, we're back here with Gedalia from Ancient Plague. So, how has the addition of Elias been for you guys? Like, what do you think he's going to bring to your overall sound?
Me and Elias started another band before I asked him to join Ancient Plague. And so we were just doing that. And his riffs and overall sound were just really great. And I was just like, you know what? The one thing we're missing in Ancient Plague is a guitarist. Do you want to do it? I mean, you've got the facilities to record. And he was like, yeah, definitely, of course I'll do it. So, you know, that's obviously, you know, the one thing we're missing as a supposedly black metal band. So he makes the band black metal in a way. He adds the guitars that we needed. So with that, I mean, we've obviously got this doing a few other songs for our next album now. And it's just changed everything. Everything just comes off a lot more interesting sounding. It just adds another tone to it that just, you know, adds to it, I guess, in a good way.
Right. So you think it'll be more, obviously said you think it'll be more of a black metal sound and not, like, a black metal to the elitist and not just ambient?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we wanted to do. We wanted, you know, we always said from the beginning, me and Alexis, you say, I mean, one of our favorite bands together is, you know, Dimmu Borgir.
Right.
And, you know, and one of my favorite at the moment, I mean, Alexis showed me this band, was it Arcturus? And, like, I'm obsessed with Arcturus. And they just make the sound that I want to make. So adding, Elias in just gives us that possibility to be like more like Dimmu, I guess, having that overall sound.
Alright, you got this new project out. It's, it's the Delta symbol. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
I want to tell us a little bit about that.
Elias is joining the army at the moment, so the next album is kind of going kind of slow, and I've been getting into a bit more of industrial sort of music, and I just started making some tunes again. I mean, the same way I made the first Ancient Plague album, the demo, sorry, the same way I did that, I've been doing that again, but over the time, you sort of, obviously, you get better as a musician and stuff, so, I mean, I've had some quite good feedback from it, to be honest, but it's more of just a side project, just while I'm a bit bored.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? While Ancient Plague slow.
You can download that demo for free, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, you can, yeah.
Alright.
On the MySpace.
Alright.
Which I won't plug at the moment, but...
Well, you told me how you found Alexis already, so we don't have to go there, but how did you come across Sakara and get her in your band?
I have a clean vocalist, and Alexis loves female-fronted bands, so he always wanted one from the beginning. So there's a few musician finding sites that I've been going on for years, and I just put an ad for a female vocalist, and I got like 5 or 6 replies. And a few of them were just like, I don't really like that type of music, but I'm up for trying.
Yeah.
So then there was this one girl, I can't remember what her name was, but she came before Sakura, and she was going to be in Ancient Plague, but she was more of a country, western singer. It's kind of a weird thing, really. She wants to be in this ambient black metal band, and she's a country western singer. But, she had a great voice, and she was up for doing it, really, and she did like what Alexis was putting out, but obviously, she didn't hear what we really wanted to do, I guess, so she sort of just faded out in the background,
yeah.
And then obviously Sakura messaged me, and she is in a few, I mean, she's been in like 5 or 6 quite well-known bands in England.
That's cool.
And she's, She just fell in. She says she just fell in love with the songs we were making, and it just went from there, really.
That's cool.
She's such an amazing vocalist. I was just quite amazed that she was interested in just us, our little band, do you know what I mean?
Right. So, we're going to play another song from the album. This one's called The Gospel in the Dark. Want to introduce that song? Tell us a little bit what it's about.
Yeah, Gospel in the Dark is Alexis's favourite song. He goes on about this song all the time. Oh, I want to make more songs like Gospel in the Dark. So that's, it's his little song. He wrote that. I think it's our second song we did on the album, the one we were writing for. And lyrically, I was going through a really bad time when I was writing Arcade Kingdoms. So it's one of those songs where it was just about alone, just being alone. And it's about a guy who's just surrounded by the wilderness, and he's just alone all the time, and it's just his sort of loves of the nature, but also his frustrations of being constantly alone. So it's more of a sort of, he found a friend in Christianity while he was alone.
That's good.
Which is the same as, it's basically just me, just singing about me, because I live in the countryside, so I'm surrounded by fields and forests and things like that, so I think it's just one of those self-betraying songs, I guess.
Understand. Alright, so here's The Gospel in the Dark by Ancient Plague. Hope you enjoy. Alright, we're back here with Gedaliah from Ancient Plague. So, you released a demo before you kind of got started with the new album, and which you can download that for free off of blabberdownload.com. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
That was obviously the first thing I did, and that was by myself before I met Alexis. And to cut a long story short, I don't like it. I hate it. I hate it. So, I just made it because it was, I don't know, I wanted to make music and it just came out like that. I mean, actually, it's funny really, as much as I hate it, there's quite a few people who actually really liked it. Actually, they prefer it over how we sound. It's kind of funny really. But, it was just made it for the sake of making it really, but at the end of the day, even though I don't like it, it brought the band together now, so it's just as important.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It was an important part of the puzzle that needed to be made.
Tell us about your influences as a band, like, who inspires you to make music?
From my own point of view, originally it was just dark music, but I'd say nowadays it was music band related. My biggest ones at the moment are Arcturus and Dimmu, and I don't know, it's kind of funny really, just a few bands that aren't anything like Ancient Plague influenced me a lot.
Right.
Like Emperor. I mean, just Emperor is just one of those bands that, I know it's not very keys based, but it's just got that atmosphere, and atmosphere is the whole point. It's just a main part of Ancient Plague. I mean, that's why on Archaic Kingdoms, the songs run together. They just make one long album. Because I wanted to create an atmosphere of it. I wanted it to be, like, in a way, a journey.
Right.
A journey through an album. So it had to link up. So, for that, I mean, it just, I don't know. I don't take many influences from music as much as, like, a few maybe artists do.
Yeah.
No, so.
Go ahead.
No, go for it.
Well, when I hear you, I don't know if you agree with me, but I hear a lot of Virgin Black influences, not in the vocals, but like in the instrumentals. I don't know.
It's probably because Alexis, he loves Virgin Black. A bit too much.
Well, they're a great band. They're one of my favorites.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Alexis is, I mean, me and him don't really listen to the same music, really. I mean, obviously, we do and we don't. I mean, he loves, you know, female-fronted bands and orchestral music, and I mean, he's a classically trained, you know, keys player at the end of the day, and you know, if he was talking, he'd say probably his favourite artists were people from the, you know, 1700s. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like Bach,
yeah.
And Chopin and things like that. He'd be more influenced by them than he would be by modern music.
I wonder what he's going to think about this interview.
He won't understand it, so.
Alright. So, what are your future plans for this band? Like, you thinking about releasing another album anytime?
Yeah, I think I've already planned out the next album already. I mean, we've got two. Alexis has wrote two tracks. We're just waiting on Elias, really. He's going through a lot at the moment, personally, doing what he's doing. And, you know, it's kind of slow at the moment, but there's no rush. I mean, Arcade Kingdom is kind of rushed, and that's what I don't want to happen on the next one.
Okay.
I mean, the next one's called the Celebi. I think I'm saying that right. The Celebi Masquerade. And it's basically about how there is a lot of Christians who put on a mask,
right? Yeah.
To be someone they're not, or to act like somebody they're not, or to accept that they're somebody who they don't want to be. And at the end of the day, I know a lot of Christians who don't even believe what they believe.
Yeah.
And that is a masquerade. You put on a facade that isn't who you are. And at the end of the day, you've got to be who you are. And if that isn't what you're portraying as who you are to everybody else, then you are. Then you're just putting on a mask.
I know exactly what you mean.
So that's what the album is about.
I didn't plan on asking this. I don't know if that's okay with you, but I remember you posting about that new album on Blabberboard. I was completely blown away by the artwork. I mean,
thank you.
And in the first album too, like, who does that? Is that
you? Yeah. Thank you. there's graphic design and things like that are really important. I think it's what I'm called to do, I guess.
Right.
And it's, in a way, music is second to my graphic design. I mean, there's for the Selena Masquerade, the new album. If no one's seen it, then they could go onto Blabberboard and have a look. But I didn't want it. I had it in my mind. I just wanted it to be very simple. I mean, obviously, Archaic Kingdom was very detailed, more of a detailed sort of wow sort of album. But this new one, I wanted it to be like, because, I mean, obviously, just to try and describe it, it's four people in red cloaks with masks, which is exactly what the album's supposed to be like. Something so simply true that you're hiding behind something. Not everybody, but some people are hiding behind a mask that is so simple, and that's what it's supposed to be. So I didn't want to overcomplicate it.
Yeah, and you can also say that a lot of unbelievers are masked to the truth that we believe in.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of people, they refuse to even look. I think that's the worst thing.
Yeah.
They turn away from what the truth is at the end of the day.
I think sometimes people look, and sometimes Christians can be too self-righteous or judgmental, and it turns them off.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I mean, that's the point. I mean, at the end, I mean, we may know the truth about everything, you know, from the Bible and as a Christian, but it doesn't make us any different from anybody else. I mean, I can't remember the exact passage, but I can't remember who said it. I'm terrible at scriptures, but I know there's one that says, "And not so long ago, you were just as bad as they were."
Right.
I can't remember. I think it's Paul. I think it was Paul. It might be in Romans. But he's just trying to say that you may know the truth now, but before that, you were the same as them. So you can't treat anybody any differently.
And, you know, if you remember Jesus, he ate and drank with the drunkards and the sinners. And he was like, he wasn't thinking he was any better than them. I mean, he just viewed them as lost people that needed to meet him to...
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of Christians, I mean, as well with that album, the masked balls and masquerades in the sort of 1800s were all for rich people, and it sort of, and obviously segregates them from the average society, which is the same what a lot of Christians do. They segregate themselves in their own Christian lives, and don't go out and do anything non-Christian. I'm not saying non-Christian in a bad sense. I mean, like, you wouldn't go to, let's say, I think it's just the idea of, you can't stay in your own little bubble and expect to help people.
Yeah.
You need to go outside of your comfort zone and bubble and little life, and that's when you actually connect with people, because you're connecting with people on a real level.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Mm.
I think that's kind of the important thing about Christian metal music and ambient and all that stuff. There's people in that scene that just can't relate to, how do you say it, like, poppy music or...
Yeah. Say again, sorry. You're going a bit quiet then.
Oh, sorry. I mean, I think, like, they just can't relate to the mainstream contemporary Christian music. They need something that they listen to, and I think that's why people who, like, are so judgmental of the Christian underground music just don't see what it's doing and how important it is to reach these people. I mean,
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So we're getting kind of off topic now. Let's get back to the music. We have a song here from your new album called 1348. Wanna tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, 1348 is probably the easiest one to talk about because it was the most planned for me. It was it's about the plagues in the 14th century, and 1348 is the first known outbreak. And it was the song was just about that, really, the Black Death in England in 1348. That's it, really. And it's just about lyrically, it's like a combined feeling of what somebody might have gone through at that time. I mean, a lot of people thought it was the end of the world. They thought they were being punished by God, so a lot of them. took it out of themselves, really. They punished themselves, thinking they'd done something wrong, because for so long, for hundreds of years, everything was great. Like there wasn't any war. There was no famine or anything like that. But as soon as the Black Death came, everything just turned to rubbish. Really, war, famine, disease everywhere. So it's just what somebody might have gone through back then. Really, that's lyrically that's what it's about.
Yeah, and by the way, you can get this specific song from Divine Metal Distro off their sampler album, which you can download for free. But buy the album too.
yeah, buy the album.
So here is 1348 by Ancient Plague. Hope you enjoy.
Dead, 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 dead.
So I want to thank Gedalia for joining me here today. Me and you will get this infectious apostasy project going eventually.
Oh yes, we will. That's important.
But how is Jeremy, like, did he even still talk about it, or does he even clueless about what's going on?
He's actually talking about it yesterday.
Alright, cool. Anyway,
He's saying, like, what's happening? And I was like, I don't know. I really don't know. And, but now we've got this deathcore idea, I think it will obviously help out, change a lot.
We most likely will get a new lead guitarist. I haven't actually asked him about it, but I know he wanted to do a band with me, and I think he was looking for members. Like, well, we don't need to look for members. I got a band, and we kind of need a second guitarist. I'm sure he'll be more than thrilled to do it.
Alright.
Anyway, that was completely off topic. We should get off that.
Yeah. What are we recording?
What was that again?
We're recording.
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh crap.
It's fine. I planned that to be recorded, so. Any last comments?
I just hope people like the album and Arcade Kingdoms, and to look out for the next one. It should be out hopefully the end of the year. Well, hopefully before that. I mean, obviously, we need to start working on it a bit more. But I think in the next few months, you're definitely going to hear a new song, and it will be very epic compared to our other stuff.
That's always a good thing.
So get ready for that, really. And
cool.
That's it, really. Yeah, thanks for the interview.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. I'll talk to you more soon, and buy the album, DivineMetalDistro.com.
Yeah, buy it. Take care, dude.
Alright, take care. Alright, once again, I'd like to thank Gedalia from Ancient Plague for spending the time with me to do that interview. That's about all the time we have for this show. Remember, this show is a direct affiliate of my live show, Warzone Broadcast, which airs every Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on BlabberJuiceRadio.com. I want to invite you to check out my friends' podcast. Check out the Masters Metal Podcast, Metal Blessing Radio, and Nightcast Radio. I'm going to go ahead and play my closing track I play every week with Grey Forsaken, This Day Forth, off their This Day Forth album. See y'all next week. Join him this day for washed in the